So I'm Pete Lavelle, host of KLCC's Back Porch on Saturday night. And with me is my friend Mose Mosley, who I've known since the Willamette Theater.
Yes, back in probably the early 80s, late 70s, maybe?
Mid-80s.
My name is Mose Tuzik Mosley. I'm a writer and a carpenter, and I've been working at the Country Fair for a very long time. This is actually my 40th consecutive Country Fair. And for a long time, I was a stage manager working with the Flying Karamazov Brothers. And at one point, Pete decided to interview me on the radio.
I was doing part of the broadcast team in the early days, probably in the mid-90s when we were doing this, and I had known Mose in his role as the stage manager, so I asked him if I could do an interview with him, and we had a good time.
It was, I think, the first time that I'd ever been on the radio in a live interview, and we had not, of course, prepared for any of it, and I remember you asking me what I did at the fair.
Yeah, and I asked him, there was so many things I wanted to talk about, but one of them was the midnight show. And I said, Mose, tell us about the midnight show. And he was silent, for just like flabbergasted for a second, because...
Well, so part of my role, I had been a stage manager at many of the different stages for a long time. And then I got asked to become the stage manager of the midnight show. And the Midnight Show is a show that goes on Saturday night, late Saturday night, and it's a show that all of the vaudevillian performers put on for the craftspeople and all the other volunteers of the fair.
Yeah.
And it's probably the biggest vaudeville show that happens at the fair. And it's the most popular among the vaudevillians because they get a huge audience to perform in front of, and so everyone wants to be part of the Midnight Show.
But what's weird is that it doesn't really exist.
That was the thing. So I got enthusiastic, and I started talking about it and describing it and about how great it was and how we had, great crowds, and it was the best performances that any of the vaudevillians ever did during the whole fair. And I kind of went on and on. I don't know what happened. So we ended the interview.
Well, what was funny about it is, I can't talk, Mo says, I can't talk about that. But I kept goading him, and he did talk about it and, described it.
The thing was, the interview was about 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. So what happens is we end the interview, and I get off, and I'm like, oh, that was great. I've been on the radio. How cool is that? But I didn't understand the power of the radio. So I go back to stage manage the midnight show, and I'm backstage, and the general manager of the Oregon Country Fair, whose name is Leslie Scott, at that point the general manager was Leslie Scott, and she had been my friend for a very, very long time. We've been very close friends. And I go backstage, and she looks at me, and she's just fuming. There's like fire coming out of her ears. She says, You know what you did? You announced the midnight show live on the radio, and now there's lines of cars coming down West 11th trying to get into the fair.
And this was in the days before you had to have a wristband to get into the fair.
Yeah, so it was like, it was just chaos, and all the security people were just lividly pissed off at us because we had made such a big deal of it.
Yeah, and now we're doing it again.
And there we are. We just did it again.
Yeah. So
it's Friday before the fair, and for all those people listening out there, the midnight show does not happen.
And you can't get in anyway because you don't have a wristband or a ticket. So
don't try to come out West 11th Street.
Yeah. So anyway, thank
and that's
you.
That's our story.
Yeah. Thanks, Mose.